Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Thursday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. I know, you're probably thinking, why did Babe Ruth only win one MVP? Well, we were wondering that. Tim Kirkchin's going to join us coming up. We've been talking about MVPs and the fact that the Joker won the MVP. Shaq said that Shea Gilgeous-Alexander should have won it, which is fine. I don't know how many games Shaq watched of the Oklahoma City Thunder. I'm going to guess I watched more than he did, and I don't get paid to watch the Oklahoma City Thunder. But Joker, that's three MVPs and a title in a span of 4 years. And that doesn't happen very often. Only the all-time greats have done that. LeBron James, Will Chamberlain, Larry Bird, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Russell did it, I believe, a couple of times, and Kareem. That's it. So the Joker is in that category now. In a span of 4 years, he's put himself in the category of top 20 players perhaps of all time. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. The merchandise, got some great stuff. The Krappensburg State golf shirt, it's in the pro shop at danpatrick.com. The Dead Dad's Club, we've added shot glasses there, and C's Get Degrees t-shirt, a bunch of other new items in there, Penny's Bang Biscuits, also Tailgate Moonshine as well. The Knicks beat the Pacers, and the Pacers picked the wrong time to blow a 10-point halftime lead. This is the first time they've blown a lead of 10 or more points, the first time this season, first time in the postseason since 2017. It was Josh Hart playing all 48 minutes. First player in Knicks history to play 48 minutes in consecutive non-overtime playoff games. You know, this is what Coach Tibbs does. You play as long as you can play, and then even then you play a little bit longer. But I think the attrition of this, is it sustainable? And I don't think it is. Maybe not even in this series. OG Anunoby blew out his hamstring, or at least pulled up with a tender hamstring. I don't know if he'll play in Game 3. Jalen Brunson had a tender foot last night, did come back, played extremely well in the second half. But if you've only got six players trying to do this, and you know the Pacers are a deeper team. Now, the Pacers are complaining about the officiating. You're going to have that. It happens all the time. And Rick Carlisle's been around a long enough time to know that when you start to go in certain tender areas for the NBA, when you bring up the following of being a small market team, the commissioner doesn't think kindly of this.
One guy just said he didn't double dribble. But it looked to me like, you know, Tibbs went out there and argued it and they changed it. That's what it looked like, you know. So I can only go by what I see what I saw, and you know that's small beans compared to everything else. You know, small market teams deserve an equal shot. They deserve a fair shot, no matter where they're playing.
Okay, the small market line is going to cost him, and in my opinion, and it should, because the NBA does not want to feed this, where they're going out of their way to help the Knicks move on to face the Celtics. Now, would they love to have that matchup? I'm sure. But, you know, small market teams have done pretty well in the NBA the last, 7 years? Teams that have won titles, small market teams winning the lottery. So it's I don't think the NBA, I can understand their business model that they want to help the big market teams. But the Bulls are a mess. 76ers are a mess. Clippers are a mess. Lakers are a mess. Golden State's a mess. Stop me when, I get to small market teams here. Yes, Eaton.
That's true. However, those teams are a mess this year. But right. I think Golden State have done pretty well the last 7 years.
Yes.
So that right there is half of, at least
but
half of
the. But is that because the league wants them, or they happen to be a dynasty?
They happen to be a dynasty, but I'm just saying, if you're looking at it from the point of view of a small market team, and you're going through this list of, like, okay, well, Denver, Miami, we can talk about, does a small market mean top 10?
Well, I don't know what Rick Carlisle would designate a small market.
Because Phoenix is a large market.
They haven't done anything.
In 2021?
Yeah, went to the finals.
Yeah, they got to the finals. So, right. I mean, that's pretty good. Then there's the Lakers. Toronto is the largest market in Canada, and they lost to the
But they're viewed as a small market. They're not viewed as a big market.
Yeah, team. Yeah. Just when you look through it, I mean, you know, 2022 is Celtics losing to Warriors. Those are big markets. I think that's the NBA might not like hearing it.
But you think that's a legitimate claim? If I look at all the big city teams now, and they're not involved in the playoffs.
What I'm saying is, I see the point of view of a small market team. And I don't know if it's necessarily a legitimate claim, but I see the point of view of, like I was saying in the first hour, if you're team from Indianapolis and you walk into Madison Square Garden and the place is going nuts and the media, the only storyline is the Knicks are back, and then you're looking at all of these egregious calls, and so far you've gotten jobbed in two games for sure with some questionable officiating. I see the point of view is all I'm saying.
All right.
I'm not saying that I would, but I'm saying I could see.
Okay, give me the poll question, then I want to get to Tim Kurchin, because it has to do with Rick Carlisle.
Pacers coach Rick Carlisle is saying the refs are .. inept or biased.
Okay, and what's the update?
Right now, about 60% of the audience say Rick is saying that they're biased.
Okay. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Download the app if you haven't done so to watch the program. Our radio affiliates as well. Operator Tyler sitting by taking your phone calls, 877-3DP-SHOW. We stumbled upon this topic, and I said, let's stop talking about Babe Ruth only winning one MVP. Just call Tim Kurchin, because Timmy's going to have answers for us. And the great baseball historian, Tim Kurchin, joins us. Babe Ruth has one MVP, Tim. Please tell us why one MVP.
Well, Dan, there wasn't an MVP, an official MVP, until 1931. There were unofficial kind of MVPs before then, but they didn't really count. He won it in 1923, but you were only allowed to win it one time back then. So when you look at the voting from 1927, Lou Gehrig won the unofficial MVP in 27, and I looked up the voting that year, and Ruth didn't get any votes, and he had 60 homers. So he was disqualified. Dan, this is the bottom line. If they had had the MVP when he played his entire career, he would have won at least 10 MVPs. 1920 through 1931, the only 2 years that he wouldn't have won the MVP in my mind were 1922 and 1925, and that was because he got hurt. Dan, you understand who we're talking about here. He was the best pitcher in the American League, and then he decided in 1920, I'm going to become a hitter, and he hit 54 home runs. He's the first guy ever to hit 30, 40, 50, and 60 homers in a season. And in that 20 season, we know he out-homered a bunch of teams, but he hit more homers than the next three guys in the American League combined. And from 1926 to 1932, he out-homered the Senators, the entire team, 343 to 327 for a seven-year period. That's who we're talking about here. So if we had had the same rules as we'd have today, Babe Ruth would have at least 10 MVPs.
I want you to help me at least remember this. I remember talking to you about Babe Ruth size, that everybody thinks, well, he ate all these hot dogs and, you know, ate a loaf of bread, and like he must have been this massive guy. I'm looking at the program. It's like he's 6'2", maybe 215. And you brought up a player, and I hope you remember, Rich Aurelia. You said Babe Ruth was the same size as the Giants infielder Rich Aurelia. Do you remember saying that?
Yes, yeah, something like that. Babe Ruth was 6'2", 220 in his prime. You know how many 6'2", 220 guys we have now? They're everywhere. They are everywhere. But he was enormous for his day, which is one reason why he dominated his era like nobody else. But Dan, it drives me crazy. I love John Goodman, but we had John Goodman play Babe Ruth, and he's a big fat guy who's drinking beer and eating hot dogs right before the at bat. Babe Ruth was a really good right fielder. He was a great pitcher. Dan, he hit 136 triples. No active player has anything close to 136 triples. And the closest slugger we had to Babe Ruth there for a while, Mark McGwire, who I love, hit 6 triples in his career. Babe Ruth hit 136. And you'll appreciate this. He was a great basketball player. He had great hands. He had great feet. He had unbelievable power. And what I love so much about him, like I love ambidexterity. I love too many things, Dan. Babe Ruth threw left-handed, hit left-handed, and he wrote and he ate with his right hand, which meant both of those hands were working. Just another reason why he's the best player of all time and the most underrated, in a way, baseball player ever, because we don't really give him his due.
Shohei Ohtani, could you see a scenario where he doesn't return to pitching?
I do, but knowing how competitive he is, how prepared he is, how important this is to him and his legacy. He is absolutely absorbed by numbers, including his own. And that doesn't mean he don't care about winning. But yes, I think there's an outside chance he's not going to pitch again. I say outside, Dan. My guess is he and Yamamoto will be 1 and 2 in that rotation next year for the Dodgers. And wait till you see those two guys if they are right. But getting back to Babe Ruth for a minute, and this is I am very much of the minority on this. If there was a designated hitter in 1920 in the American League, I really believe Babe Ruth would have hit 50 homers and won 20 games. That's how dominant he was in his time. But he didn't throw as hard as Ohtani did. He didn't run like Ohtani. He didn't hit the ball quite as hard as Ohtani. And he didn't throw 100 miles an hour. But Babe Ruth was unbelievable during his time.
Okay, but why did he stop pitching?
Well, because he got traded to the Yankees, and they said it'd be better if you just hit. So he just became, you know, he has as many career shutouts, by the way, as Pedro Martinez, 17. Think about that for a second. Pedro, for a five-year period, is the greatest pitcher I have ever seen. And Babe Ruth had as many career shutouts. Babe Ruth held the World Series record for consecutive scoreless innings until others came along and broke it. So they just said, all right, you're just going to be a one-way player. So he said, okay. And he hit 54 homers. And then everyone said, Dan, he'll never do that again. And the next year, he hit 59 homers.
Timmy, great to talk to you. Thanks for joining us on short notice.
Okay, Dan. See you soon.
That's the Hall of Famer, Tim Kirchen, ESPN baseball analyst. Every time we get ready to have Tim on, Seton does his Tim Kirchen impersonation and throws in, you know, one of those old-time nicknames. Well, he even makes up the nickname.
Yeah, they're always after, like, a city or something. Yeah. About, you know, Poughkeepsie Joe Andrews. I think everybody's got a Tim Kirchen impression.
Yes. Yeah. Van Pelt does a good one as well.
Yeah, he's the best.
But this is what I was surrounded with at ESPN, where you had passion like that.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing they still do, but I haven't been there in 17 years. But Howie Schwab had passion. Peter Gammons, Tim Kirchen, Chris Mortensen. Like, you just had these guys. They had passion. It meant something. They cared. Barry Melrose, it meant a lot to them. Everybody had a stance. They wanted to tell you the positives of their sport. Just great. You know, Freddie Carter talking NBA. You just, Dr. Jack Ramsey. You just had people who cared. And, you know, that's why ESPN became ESPN, because you had wonderful people like that who truly, truly cared. All right, so we have our poll question for hour two. A story that came up on Pat McAfee's show with Austin Rivers, former NBA player, where he talked about the number of NBA players who could play in the NFL, and he said, I think, 30. And then, of course, everybody picked their battlegrounds. They didn't go to a neutral corner. They were ready to meet in the ring, and you had football players, basketball players, and everybody has this, you know, it's kind of like the Sharks and the Jets, you know. They're going to meet right in the middle, and they're coming after you. So we, our good buddy Ross Tucker is going to join us. He wants to give us his thoughts on that topic. Let me see. Joel in Indiana. Hey, Joel, what do you have for me today?
Yes, sir. 7 pounds, 13 ounces, summer 68. And I like to follow the officiating per NBA as I'm a longtime fan, although it's been a long time since I've actually watched it for this reason. And a shout out to Three Piece real quick. Run this by your Danettes, please. You have a five-team crew that's objective. They're not affiliated with the, whether they're up to speed with the rules, but they're not connected with the NBA. And within a 2 to 3 second period, if they don't chime in with a call in a controlled area room with another two team that does have NBA experience with officiating and history, they all have to chime in quickly and at the same time. Otherwise, it gets turned over.
No. Just call the game correctly. That's all. Like, I don't need a subset of officials or somebody who's watching. And if you don't call it, and are we, you know, replacing officials? And just call the game correctly as best you can. But if you're going to give me total transparency, the fact that they go, hey, last 2 minutes, how about this? And then all of a sudden you go, okay, they missed 4 calls in the previous game in 2 minutes. How many did they miss in the previous, I don't know, 35, 40 minutes, 45 minutes? Hey, we only missed 4. Or, hey, look at that. We tattled on ourselves. We missed 4 calls. Yeah, great. I'm sure the Pacers will love this when the NBA goes, you know, on second thought, we made a couple of mistakes here. Yeah, tell that to Rick Carlisle. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up, and we'll talk to Ross Tucker about this. Football, and it's so tough, and NBA players can't play. I always like that a big guy in the NFL is 6'2", 300 pounds. Big guy in the NBA, 7 foot, 300 pounds. So we'll talk to Ross Tucker. We'll let him you know, pull out his horn and trumpet it with football players. Back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The original light beer, 1975, Miller Lite.
Yeah, the original.
Yeah, 1975. Perfect companion for us grill masters across the United States. This past weekend, even Mother's Day, I'm treating myself while I'm treating my wife for Mother's Day. Out there cooking, and I've got my Miller Lite, my friend, right there with me. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality. It's, you can't debate it.
I would try it. I would lose.
No, you can't. Taste as great as the barbecue you're making. The beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. It tastes like a beer. Less filling. Only 96 calories. With a Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells great beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Lakers still looking for their head coach, and we brought this up. Could you make LeBron James a player coach? And the answer is no. And I know Byron Scott, somebody sent me a clip that Byron Scott said this to Skip Bayless. Hey, why not make LeBron head, you know, player coach? You can't. Collective bargaining agreement back in the early 80s prevented this from happening. I mean, you could circumvent the salary cap. You could pay him $30 million to be the head coach of the Lakers and then free up all that other money, but you can't do this. I think the last player coach, is it Dave Cowens with the Celtics, Paulie?
I have Dave Cowens, yes. There's been some other circumstances. Mike Dunleavy Sr. was a assistant coach for the Bucks, and he came out of retirement and played several games when they had injuries, but he had to give up one job to do another temporarily. Plus, he was an assistant coach. I did find that Tree Rollins, big man for the...
Atlanta Hawks?
Yeah, late in his career with the Orlando Magic, he was not playing at all, and he was listed as an assistant coach while being on the active roster.
Yeah, but we're talking head coach.
Can't do it.
Bill Russell was a head coach for a year, maybe the last year that he played.
Correct.
And then Dave Cowens, was that...
Dave Cowens, 78-79 with the Celtics, and I got Lenny Wilkins doing it as well. In the 70s, it happened a number of times.
Okay, but that's before they changed the rules. So if somebody says, how about LeBron as player coach, he can't be.
Cannot.
Okay. All right. I don't know how this story came out, but Pat McAfee had Austin Rivers on his show. And I think they were talking about how Pat Riley labeled Tyler Hero fragile. Now, he did say nobody works harder, but he said he's fragile because he's fragile. He doesn't play more than, you know, 60 games. And then I think the conversation morphed into, well, how many NBA players could play in the NFL or vice versa? And then all of a sudden it's McAfee, who's a punter, and talking about the toughness of football players and versatility and whatever else, and Austin Rivers, who used to play basketball. Our good buddy Ross Tucker has an opinion on this, the former offensive lineman and host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. All right, what do you make of this debate? I guess I'll say that in parentheses.
Well, it's interesting, Dan, because I thought on the one hand, I think Austin Rivers was right. On the other hand, I thought he was very, very wrong. Where I think he got it right is I do think more guys in the NBA could play in the NFL than NFL guys play in the NBA, right? Like, if we took every guy, Dan, right, and had them for 2 years, every NFL guy for 2 years just trained to be an NBA player, not many of those guys are making it. I mean, and not many, if any, right? Whereas if you took every NBA guy and just for 2 years they focused on professional football, I think several of those guys would make it. And the reason why I say that is I think in general, the NBA guys are probably better athletes. I mean, you think about Anthony Edwards at 6'6", Zion, however tall he is, LeBron at 6'8". You watch the way those guys move on the court. There aren't a lot of NFL guys between 6'5". Even if you took just the 6'2 to 6'4 guys, the way those and the body control of the NBA guys that are 6'2 to 6'5", it's really, I mean, they're like point guards. It's really impressive. I don't know that there's a lot of NFL guys 6'2 to 6'5 that can match that.
Okay, but it sounds like you're agreeing with Austin Rivers.
I'm agreeing that more NBA guys could play in the NFL than vice versa. But when he said, I can take 30 guys from the NBA right now and put him in the NFL, definitely, definitely not. First of all, he said it's not that hard. You just run a route, catch the ball, and you get north and south. Holy Dan, what he doesn't realize is most NBA guys that think they could play wide receiver or whatever, they would not get off the line of scrimmage, right? Like Patrick Surtain or Jalen Ramsey, they would basically choke those guys out at the line of scrimmage, right? Like they've never had someone come up and bump and run them, press man coverage.
But they would have 2 years. They would have two. So I have Anthony Edwards flanked outright, and you're going to have Patrick Surtain against Anthony Edwards, and you think you have the advantage over him?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You're crazy.
Right. Tomorrow? If they did it tomorrow?
No, he's got 2 years to prepare. You said if we gave him 2 years to prepare.
No, if they had 2 years, that's a totally different deal.
Well, no, I'm giving everybody 2 years. Patrick Surtain, 2 years to play in the NBA. Anthony Edwards, 2 years to play in the NBA or NFL.
Yeah, yeah. No. And that's where I agree with Austin Rivers.
Okay.
He made it sound like, Dan, they could do it tomorrow.
Okay.
He's like, I could take 30 guys from the NBA and they could play NFL football tomorrow. And there's just no way. It's just way more complicated. They just don't know what they're doing. And I think that they would have a really tough time with the collision aspect of it and the level of physicality. But if Anthony Edwards, have you seen Anthony Edwards' Pop Warner highlights, Dan? They're like the greatest things I've ever seen. When I watch a Timberwolves game now, and I'm not like a huge NBA guy,
yeah. But
when I watch a Timberwolves game, all I can think about is Anthony Edwards playing football it's the same thing with Zion. Like I just want Zion or LeBron. Like when I watch these guys, I just dream of them having played football instead.
Well, I think this comes down to toughness too, because, you know, I've had football players say, I said, what if Shaq played? Oh, we'd kill him. You know, we would have so much leverage. Oh, he wouldn't be anything. I said, as a nose tackle, if I put Shaq at nose tackle, he wouldn't be impactful. If I put LeBron at tight end, oh, yeah, we'd hit him once. Everything has to do with we're so much tougher. That's really what this is based on. We're tougher. They're going to get hit. They're going to fold like a lawn chair.
Yeah, but that's not all of them. I mean, we saw what Jimmy Graham did. We saw what Antonio Gates did. Now, I will say this. Everybody always brings up those two names like I just did.
Do you think
know this happens five times a year?
Do you think NBA
where they'll
players...
take a college basketball guy from a mid-major or somewhere who's maybe like a European pro basketball, he's not an NBA guy? 95% of those guys never make it, right? Like just because you're 6'6 and you're athletic doesn't mean you're going to be an NFL tight end. Jimmy and Gates were the exceptions. But I do think LeBron, if you watch LeBron's high school football highlights, he can take a hit. He can play. Like, the guys I've seen play football especially, like LeBron and Anthony Edwards, I've watched those guys play football. They could take the physicality of it. But listen, they make more money in the NBA. It's a better, like, I totally get
I know, but
why they're playing NBA.
Okay, but Antonio Gates and Jimmy Graham didn't even play football when they were in college. Right?
Correct.
Yeah. But they became very, very good at football. They played basketball.
Which is why,
Look, it doesn't happen the other way around, right?
And you're 1,000% correct. Like every NFL guy, like Keon Coleman, who just got drafted by the Bills, he was a four-star basketball recruit. T. Higgins was really good. They weren't NBA caliber guys. I'm like, if they were NBA caliber guys,
they'd be
they would
NBA.
Have kept playing basketball.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's like, more money and you know, your career longevity. If you said, hey, I can be a pro football player, pro basketball player, I'm going to take basketball.
Yes. Almost like I've never. So here's the thing. Like, I know for a fact, Dan, the Eagles, right? They have a scout that I think a big part of his job is looking at college basketball players and seeing if whether or not they could project to maybe getting a shot in the NFL. There's no NBA scouts watching a college football game, looking at the left guard thinking, man, maybe he could be our three next year. Maybe he could be our small four. It doesn't work the other way.
Thanks for settling that, if you did. Great to talk to you, as always. Thanks, bud.
Hey, my pleasure. I'm here to help.
Ross Tucker. He's already put his name in the hat to replace me on the program, the Ross Tucker podcast. LeBron's sophomore season, he played on the varsity. He was a tight end. He had 11 touchdowns, 42 catches. His junior year, 57 catches, 16 touchdowns, and then decided not to play basketball his senior year. The fact that Antonio Gates didn't play football in college, and then he goes, I'm not getting the NBA, maybe I'll play football, and I'll be a Hall of Famer. Jimmy Graham, you know, he was a center on the basketball team. You know, not going to the NBA, maybe I'll play tight end and play at a pretty high level. Yes, Marv?
Yeah, the thing about the NBA-NFL argument is, for basketball players or football players, if you could play in the NBA, you would.
Yes, true.
You wouldn't say, oh, man, I can be an NBA player, NFL player. I'll be an NFL player. Who would do that?
Yeah. Unless you're going to be a quarterback and you're going to play at a really high level. Other than that, your career longevity could be 3 years. A couple of phone calls. Casey in Oregon. Hi, Case. What's on your mind today?
Aloha. Thanks for taking my call, Dan.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, I just got to start by saying the last time I called in, first time, second time, long time, last time I called in, I was liking to Fritzy. So I really feel like I just needed to, like, pump up my game and do something a little bit better. So t-shirt idea for you, I'd say I Heart Bloopies or I Heart Bloops and harkening back to seat. And if I could get one on a onesie for my kid, I'd be your first customer.
Okay.
I got a short brawny take and also just on the football versus basketball. You know, all these athletes are so incredible, but it's kind of with Joker. It's like easy to underappreciate how good and versatile a good basketball player is. And as a, you know, as a testament to that, if LeBron retired today, he has more rebounds and assists than Kobe and Jordan combined. And it just undervalues how good assists and rebounds are, even though he has also eclipsed them in scoring. And as far as Bronny goes, he will be in the shadow of his dad in the basketball realm and in the whole world forever. There's only one thing that he could ever do to make his own mark, and that would be make some noise in the NCAA tournament. It's very unlikely that he's going to play with LeBron for anything of any consequence in the NBA, looking at the careers at this point.
Yeah, I mean, you know, his dad didn't have a college career. So he's already had a better college career than his dad. We have a bloop bloop t-shirt already, if you go to danpatrick.com. Ted in San Diego. Hi, Ted. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Love the show. You're not giving Tyler nearly enough credit. He does an amazing job.
Yes, he does.
If it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't have any sports knowledge at all. So thanks for that. Timely call in that. That's the first mention of Kobe when it comes to talking about greatness with Jordan or LeBron. And I'm curious, not just your show, if your thoughts on why he isn't mentioned more for his longevity and his, you know, performance during it. I mean, his last couple of years were milquetoast at best, but it's interesting that he never gets much discussion in the game.
Well, it's because he closely resembles Mike. LeBron doesn't. we're just saying who's the greatest. So if you say Michael or Kobe, you're going to take Michael. Kobe wanted to be Michael. And pattern is gamed after him, you know, just about everything. And LeBron is not able to be like Michael. So it's a different, hey, in the eye of the beholder, who's a better basketball player? LeBron has a better resume than anybody in the history of the sport. If you said we were drafting and you had the first pick and you took Michael and I got Kobe, I'm fine with that. And, you know, maybe you're splitting hairs there. Kobe was unbelievable, but we had seen unbelievable before that with Michael. LeBron was different. He was, you know, Magic and Larry, and I mean, he was kind of a hybrid of things. So it's different. Kobe, we saw it, but then we saw it before him, and it's not fair to him, but Michael was better. Jack in Michigan. Hi, Jack. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan Epps. I have two questions. The first one is going to be worth the bloop bloop.
Oh.
I've been watching the NBA for over 60 years, and there is a player who has taken over a game better than anyone I have ever seen, and you have not mentioned him as a possible MVP candidate for next year. That's the question. Can you go around the room and see who can guess that?
It's a guy who's not playing this year, right, Jack?
He's a current NBA player, Dan.
Yeah, I know, but he didn't play this year.
I can't give you too many hints, but no. You're going down the right road.
Yeah, it's John Morant.
John Morant, and I think he should be one of the top two for MVP next year.
Well, let's yeah, we'll wait. Let me see if, you know, he does anything stupid again. Nobody's ever questioned his talent. I find him more talented than Anthony Edwards, which is saying a lot. But I do. But by all accounts, Anthony Edwards seems to be a little bit more mature than John Morant. But yeah, John Morant is a wonderful talent. But that hasn't been the issue. It's everything else. We'll take a break. More phone calls and fallout from the Tom Brady roast.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I want to thank our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America has everything you need. A premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL and NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations, they've got that. How about timeless legends? They've got that. Panini America also breaking new ground on NIL, featuring the biggest names. Caitlin Clark's in there, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and so many more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. Some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands. They got Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And you got Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. I'm looking at the numbers on Baby Reindeer on Netflix. I think it's the most viewed show that Netflix has ever had, or at least a series. And it's about it, based on a true story. And the guy who experienced this with a stalker, he is the star of this show. And it is really well done. Both the lead actors, the woman who's the stalker and the guy who is being stalked, a bartender. And it is some powerful, powerful performances there. I recommend it. But I recommend it with, you know, not safe for being around your kids with it. And the stalking aspect of it. I mean, there's a lot of things that are involved in it. But just if you're watching, just understand or at least read up on it. But Baby Reindeer, it grabs you and it holds on to you for a little while. Yeah, Paulie.
Is it one of those limited one season series?
Yes.
There won't be another season.
No.
It's a docudrama type thing.
Well, yeah, it has an ending.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't think that there was any more to his life story with this stalker. But then people are trying to track down this woman who is the accused stalker here in real life. I think Piers Morgan has tracked her down and he's going to have her on the show. But at the end of the show, like, they've encouraged people not to seek this woman out because she's, you know, she's mentally ill. But Piers Morgan, I guess, tracked her down, or at least the person who's supposed to be it's based on. All right, we'll get some phone calls here. By the way, there was a little bit of tension at the Brady roast, and this was off camera. So Julian Edelman, the former Patriots wide receiver, he was talking with Drew Bledsoe, who joined us after the roast. Now, this is the pre-show green room. So everybody's in there. Everybody's exchanging pleasantries. And Edelman had this to say about the tension that was backstage.
Tension in that room, though.
It was. It was real.
Good cut.
It was very real.
It was very real. I was so awkward. I was like, I was watching Coach, and I tried to give Coach a heads up. I'm like, I see Kraft walk in. I'm like, yo, Coach. You know, like, you know, this locker room, like, 5-0, 5-0. You know, like, he didn't, of course he didn't see it.
Right.
And right. He came in, and I was like, oh, it's going to be fireworks. I just walked away.
So you had Belichick having a good time, Edelman there with Drew Bledsoe, and they said that, you know, Belichick's cutting it up and having fun, great time, and then Kraft comes in. And then all of a sudden, it goes silent. And then Seton says that he had a favorite clip from this, from Belichick, from the roast, and this is what it sounded like.
We did some special things together. You know, for all of you out there that think about who's responsible for the Patriots' success during the time when Tom and I were there, was it Brady, was it me, was it Brady, was it me? In reality, the truth of the matter is, it was both of us because of me.
He's the reason for the dynasty. Yes, he.
That might be the best I've ever heard anyone actually say why the Patriots were great. It is because of both of them, because of him. That it's. I know it's a joke. I know it's meant to be a punchline. It's exactly right. It took the two of them to do it, but ultimately it took Bill running everything to put them both in that position. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, there were some good lines there. I didn't think that overall it was great, but I did think that Brady subjected himself for that, and I was told he was paid $5 million. If you're Tom Brady and $5 million to do that, you don't need exposure. You don't need the money. And you're kind of putting some people around you. You're exposing them to comedians, and certainly his wife, ex-wife. And that's what I was surprised the most about. I didn't think everybody was great. I think if you took out the F words, You would have taken out half of the actual roast there. But there were moments, there were funny things, awkward things. But overall, you know, I think what happens is you're like, God, Brady's just sitting there taking this. I mean, Kevin Hart's okay. Not one of my favorites. I mean, he had a couple of good lines. But to get Belichick up there, I thought the Aaron Hernandez topic should have been, you know, off limits. It should have been. I get the Giselle, because that's a home run for everybody. Stay away from the kids. You were told to stay away from Tom's parents. So there were certain requirements there. But, you know, I watched some of it again, and I think Nikki Glaser is really sharp, has some funny lines in there. Jeff Ross with the O.J. Simpson jersey, I thought, no need for that. I mean, why? You know, it wasn't funny. I find him funny. I just didn't find that funny. But it was 3.5 hours. If you would have cut it down to 2 hours, you probably could have had something that was really, really, really good. Let me see. Eric in Virginia. Hi, Eric. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good.
Hey, yeah. Now, just wanted to weigh in. Yesterday, you were talking about retirement and where you were going to go. Wanted to throw in Eugene, Oregon for Autzen. I don't know if you've been there or not, but that is one of the best experiences I've had. They've got between the third and the fourth quarter, they do the shout. Would love to see you do that. Also, fun fact, Animal House was actually filmed at the University of Oregon.
Yeah, and, you know, this is when the Pac-12 was still the Pac-12. I wanted to see Oregon, Oregon State. I wanted to see Washington, Washington State. Those don't exist anymore. But I did want to go and see some of these rivalries. I want to go to Europe. I want to see some soccer matches over there. And actually be in a town and walk to the bar, and from the bar you go to the stadium. Like, I want to experience that. Haven't been able to do that. But there's some football rivalries that aren't mainstream. I mean, I grew up with Ohio State, Michigan. I've been to Auburn and Alabama. You know, I've been to USC, UCLA. I've been to some, you know, good rivalries, Oklahoma, Texas. But the smaller ones, that's what I was kind of hoping for. Phil in Florida. Hi, Phil.
Dan, I have a couple of great sound-alike voices, one from today that jumped out at me and has in the past.
Right.
Tim Kirchin and Mr. Haney from Green Acres.
Mr. Haney? Yeah.
Yeah, you might want to run some audio. And the second one from a couple of weeks ago when you had on Randy Johnson, you have to play. I mean, Bill Walton, they're exact match.
Yes, there is a touch of Bill Walton in Randy Johnson's delivery. Seton does a Bill Walton.
Smoky Haze. Driving the New Jersey Turnpike.
Yeah. The Grateful Dead.
Yeah. Everything's a Grateful Dead.
I know. No matter what Bill says, it eventually gets back to the Grateful Dead or the greatness of John Wood.
The smokestack lightning clouds have parted ways.
Coming up in the final hour, we're going to play the Rick Carlisle game. What game is that? How much is he going to be fined by the NBA criticizing the officials? We'll check in on the Knicks, Jalen Brunson's performance, more of your phone calls. Operator Tyler standing by. Final hour on this Thursday coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is innovation on a magnificent scale. Available with the epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.